personal friends with Stephen Covey. I got to see Dr. Richard Hawkins, the guy that wrote Power vs. Force for his last public appearance. I was at one of the very last appearances, maybe the last appearance of the late, great Jim Rohn. I've just been so blessed in my life to learn from masters. And the gentleman that I'm going to introduce is one of my very greatest masters and someone who I learn from every day. He's dedicated his entire life to his purpose, which is to teach you and I the laws of the universe, the laws of God. And he's diligent. He's brilliant. He's committed. And, he's been writing his first book. You know, he's been, you know, obviously very, very occupied serving mankind and doing podcasts and live streams and everything. And from all that, you know, we'll come a book and a second book and a third book and a fourth book. And it's just my honor and all of ours really to, you know, be able to be so close to this man right now. And I don't say that to you know, boast up his ego because he doesn't even have an ego, just to make sure that you understand who he is in this world. One of the greatest all-time personal growth teachers in the world, and one of the greatest new thought developers, and early adopter doesn't even do it justice. So my brother, Dave MacArthur, good morning.
Oh, Lenny, wow. Let's just all hang up now. Thank you so much. Oh, you just made my day. Thank you so much. And you know, right back to you, Lenny, because of the love and kindness that you show to everybody, non-judgment, you are just pure light and love and exude that. So thank you. If anything, it made me feel good. I don't know what the word would be this morning, somber or sentimental, not sentimental, just I watched a YouTube video this morning and it made me cry. So that's the kind of feel, you know, people post these things like from the X Factor and stuff. Saturday we went and saw a movie, and I was just so moved. Something is emotional right now within me, so it's that time of the month for me, I guess, to be really emotional. That being said, as I studied this morning, Lenny, and I want to get your thoughts on this first before I share the few words that I want to share. And, you know, I've been reading The Course in Miracles, which is all about love, all about forgiveness, and all about seeing others through the eyes of light and truth, and looking past any attack or fear or misperceptions or error. And I'm reading a book that came about because of that called Love is Letting Go of Fear. And I've had lunch with Jan Polsky a couple times in the Bay Area. And I'm really starting to view the world differently. I'm starting to view people differently, Lenny, and I love it because it's bringing me greater inner peace and a greater sense of something that's just better, right? Like personal empowerment, or it's not even really empowerment. It's letting go of power, but in its own way, that empowers us. So it's letting go of control and things like that, but it's also being more in control. So I want to just, like, I know that you went and visited and sat in on Marianne Williamson's training that she does on the course, and I just want to just, like, in a few words, what's your thoughts on the whole, you know, hers was what, Returning to Love, her book, based on The Course in Miracles, and just what's your thoughts of that whole movement and what's happening?
Dave, thank you. I'm honored right now because I don't think I just have a time of the month. I think I have a time of the day where I get emotional because I remember who I am. And I'm love. I'm light. And so are you. I understand fully that we're all brothers and sisters. Like, we're connected. We're a family, all humans. And when God looks on me, he does nothing but smile. And when he looks upon you, he does nothing but grin ear to ear. Love is the absence of fear and judgment. Love is the absence of guilt and shame. Love doesn't even understand unworthiness. Marianne Williamson so beautifully said in her book, Return to Love, that the definition for her of a miracle, Dave, is when I, as a son of God, shift my perception from fear to love in every situation. Doesn't matter what it is. Because fear is a liar. Unworthiness and all those things. I'm so grateful, Dave, that you know you understand this at such a deep level. When I see you, when I see everyone now, my only goal is to see you as God sees you, perfect and loved. I hope that brings the sense that I really deeply wanted to. But Dave, I'm just so, I don't know how to explain it, just so in love with love and understanding that everything's happening purpose, that our lives are evolving, and it's just this miracle. Love, 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 love.
Yes, that's exactly, you know, what I wanted to hear, or I knew you would say along those lines, and because truth is truth, and I just, that's what I expected, and thank you. You see, you guys, this has everything to do with your business. It has everything to do with every parameter of your life, every detail, and the more we can get rid of the fear, the more we move forward in a miraculous way in our lives, the more we go forth boldly, confidently, faithful, because love and fear can't exist at the same time. And so the more we embrace this love and develop this skill, love is a skill, and it's something that has to be forced in the beginning because I have habits and I have things that have been passed down from one generation to another on how we're supposed to react to things and what's good and what's not good, and they were errors. And so they've been handed to me. So I have to force myself to learn more about this love and understand it and then work to build the skills to implement it in my life. And it's just like, you know, playing basketball or anything else, learning, you don't always make the shot when you play basketball. At least I don't. I don't make it every time. And so, but I could refine my skills to where I make it more and more often. And so I'm learning that this love is more, it was incomplete the way I understood it before. And what I understand now that I'm getting a glimpse of it is it's so vitally important to all of us. Yes, for your Isagenics business. Yes, the way you go forward confidently in anything that you do, but more importantly, for you, for your inner peace. The more we understand this and implement it, the more we feel that in our lives. And that's really what we're all wanting in our lives is joy and peace and happiness, and we just kind of get mixed up in thinking that it's going to be the success that's going to bring the happiness, the things, and it's not. But simultaneously, we could have those things and enjoy them and utilize them with the successes that we have in our personal growth. They're synonymous. So I posted something in the Mechanic Commander Facebook this morning. I was so profoundly hit by it this morning that I typed the whole thing out. And then I put a few words on what I thought about that. And the miracles are just happening, you guys, and the understanding and the release of that fear and the attack and being attacked and understanding the insanity that we're causing for ourselves. Somebody messaged me, like, within 2 minutes of posting that and said that, you know, basically God worked through you today because I needed that right now, today. And then they gave a little bit of background reason for why. And totally, God was aware of that person today and loves that person and wanted them to be consoled and to see clearly. And I'll venture to say that there's going to be a lot of people who read that that feel like it was for them today, because there's a lot of people who are going forth with the misperceptions that we're being attacked and therefore we need to attack back, and understanding forgiveness was not really understanding it. In fact, it says that right in the words, that it's not the forgiveness that's so widely accepted, and then it explains that. So I would challenge you to read that today. Go to the Mechanics Millionaire Facebook group and read it, and maybe I'll copy it and repost it on my wall if you're not in the Facebook group, but you can be, just need to be added. So Lenny, you know, maybe one of the things that I wrote, let me just read maybe down at the end here. I don't even know where to pick up, but ultimately this will return love for fear and begin the healing process for those who need it. And eventually there will be a complete return to love and unity. And to me, that's the epitome of isogenics. The isogenics is this culture that facilitates that, because it's nothing but truth in isogenics. And so we have this amazing opportunity to really heal and really bring inner peace. People need to understand that, though. They need to have that pointed out. You know, somebody who joins maybe for the wrong reasons or selfish reasons, once they're in, all they got to do is just have it pointed out to them, and they can do that little shift. And I've seen it happen where they go from maybe selfish greed to all of a sudden being filled with this light and being able to see more clearly. And maybe that sounds woo-woo to some people, but I don't think it does to this audience for sure. I think this audience gets it and wants to understand it more and wants to implement it and facilitate it more. And we do that almost automatically in isogenics. But sometimes we just need to have it pointed out and get rid of the judgment, get rid of the baggage, get rid of what we think people are doing to us in the way of attack, and see only the best in people. See only the best. Look for the best. And when needed, use forgiveness when you would otherwise attack back. And in using that forgiveness, it gives you greater peace. So one last thing I'll read here is, so for me and how I understand it is that when this is accomplished, I will not look at others as attacking me or me attacking them. For this would facilitate the misperception. Rather, I will make the effort to see through the eyes of light, love, and truth, seeing only who they really are beyond the air. And I think I'm starting to see a little bit and understand a little bit about how God sees us. So hopefully, you know, there's something for you to be able to ponder on and think about from this message today. And I would really recommend going in and reading that, that little post. I will. I'll copy it and post it. So if you just search my name, you'll be able to find it on my wall. I'll do that right after the call, but it's also on the Mechanic to Millionaire Facebook group. And just take the time to read it and try to comprehend it, and then where can you utilize that, and how can you implement it more to degrees, go from one degree to the next. And I believe as we do that, we just start to see everything blossom in our world. We start to become more of an attractive magnet because people innately want this. And the time has come. We're in a whole new paradigm shift. You know, people have been saying that for the last few years, that this is a paradigm shift and we're a part of it. And it's going to be, you know, some of the greatest miraculous things that have ever happened. So we're in the middle of that. And I'm just proud to be a part of it and grateful to be partnered alongside with all of you guys. So, Lenny, that's my message today.
Ah, oh, Dave, thank you. And I don't urge very often. I've been inviting a lot lately, but I'm urging you to go read, because I haven't read it yet either, but I'm going to go read Dave's post. and Mechanic to Millionaire, and like you said, he'll repost it on his Facebook wall. I'm so excited to, you know, I'm traveling back from the beach, the Southern California area, to St. George, Utah today, and I'm just so grateful, Dave. Thank you.
Live stream, Lenny. Let's do some live streams this week.
Yeah, yeah. Let's do it. I'm going to be there. I'll be there.
Yeah.
And we're neighbors, you know, so that's kind of cool.
way cool.
And we will be doing that. And I just, guys, just really enjoy today, you know. Something magical is always happening, and that magic is love. Love. You know, that's the only thing we really have time for. Not judgment, you know, not seeing things wrong, not, you know, hating people or judging people or, you know, just love, and anything we can do to bring us closer to love. And I want to say this one more time, you know, to me, I want you to know that I honor whatever you think of as love is, you know. To me, I'm clear that God is love, that you know, that Jesus is love, that love is light and truth, and it's beautiful and it's plentiful and it's what drives us. And so whatever word you use, angels, light, truth, love, brightness, you know, whatever it is, when we cast that thing, that light and love and truth on any situation, the darkness dissipates, goes away. It cannot stand the light. There's not a chance. So love, light, truth, God, those things that you understand, they are inside of you. And, you know, Dave, thank you for allowing us space, granting us the space to be able to have these conversations and to be able to understand that we are that light. And as we let it shine, we absolutely give permission to everyone else in our circles to shine brightly too. So let's honor each other's light and let's shine light on each other so that we can be in that place and know that we are meant to just live our lives out loud, on purpose, unapologetically. Yes. So, Dave, thank you, my brother.
You're welcome, Lenny. Thank you. We'll see
and
you soon.
And I'm just so grateful. So, guys, we're going to unmute. We got so many people
hey,
on
Lenny.
The call right now.
Lenny, yeah. Real quick. Yes. Everybody just have a great and happy and, you know, gratitude Thanksgiving. And hope you have an incredible time with your family. That's this week, right? I know you have a couple
yeah.
more calls until then, but I won't be on. So happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Yes, thankful hearts. Let's unmute and do our 1, 2, 3 isogenics, and let's just make it magic. Here we go.
Remember, as long as I'm going to live.
Okay, we're live. 1, 2, 3.
Oh,
hi, Lenny.
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 Hi,